The Rich Fool, a parable found in Luke 12, 13 through 21. Presentation here by Robert C. Newman. The Rich Fool is an old story, but it's one that's very relevant for today. It's also a special type of parable, apparently found only in the Gospel of Luke. We call these sorts of stories sample or paradigm parables because they give a sample of the lesson they're teaching, rather than giving an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, as a usual parable does. Let's look at the text. Luke 12, 13 through 21. Here's the opening verses. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." And then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God. Well, that's the parable. Let's look at the occasion, verses 13 through 15. Jesus is in the midst of speaking to a crowd and is interrupted by a request from someone in the crowd that he intervene in a family inheritance dispute. But Jesus refuses to get involved. He says to the fella, "Who made me a judge or arbiter?" And then he says both to the fellow and to the rest of the crowd, "Beware of greed. Life is not about possessions." Then he tells his audience this parable. So let's look at the parable then. This is found in verses 16 through 20. The parable is about a rich landowner, and he has just had a very nice harvest. And he realizes that he doesn't have enough space in his storerooms for all the crop. And so what's he going to do? Well, his scheme is this, that he's going to tear down the old barns rather than wasting that valuable space, and he's going to build bigger barns to solve his storage problem. I call the next part the rich man's misplaced confidence. He says to himself in verse 19, "I have much wealth for many years, and now I have real security," seems to be his motive there, or his thought there. So he says to himself, "Take it easy. Eat, drink, be merry." But in verse 20, Jesus gives us God's response. God tells the fellow, "You are a fool. You don't have many years. You die tonight. Now who will enjoy your wealth?" Well, that's kind of a quick tour of the parable itself. Jesus' teaching on the parable is found primarily in verse 21 and then back in the right before the parable as well. Jesus here in verse 21 says, "This is what happens to someone who stores up for himself, but is not generous towards God." And then if you go back before the parable, the narrator tells us that Jesus said to the crowd and to the fellow who requested that Jesus get involved in this dispute, "Watch out for greed, and life is not about possessions." Well, we called the main character in this parable the rich fool, and the question may come to some people's mind, what was foolish here? Well, let's think about that a little bit. What was foolish about this fellow? Well, he spent all his life building up security, making preparations, as we call it today, for his retirement, but he never lived to enjoy it. Wealth was apparently not the security he thought it was. He didn't expect to die anytime soon, so he hadn't made any plans for this. There was no indication he thought much about God or about others. He did not, for instance, say, as far as we can tell, well, I've had this great harvest, how can I use this to help other people? How can I use this to honor God? He apparently didn't know what life was all about. Well, that raises the question, what is life all about? And we should ask ourselves, do I think much about God? What do you suppose God wants me to do with my life? Well, if you don't think much about God, you probably don't think much about that. Well, Jesus gave us some information. What does Jesus say is the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul and with all your strength. And then the second question is, do I think much about others? And what was Jesus' remark about what the second greatest commandment was? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Or, in another formulation, what is usually called the golden rule, Jesus says, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. So, if you're not doing any of that, you probably don't know what life is all about. A important catechism, that is a question and answer presentation for to be memorized by children, was made up by the group at Westminster during the beginning of the Puritan period in England, and it's been very important in particularly in Presbyterian circles for a number of centuries and a number of circles as well. And its first question is, what is the chief end of man? And it's not using end the way we normally use end today. It's an earlier use of it. What is the chief purpose of man? What's the chief goal of man? And the answer which the Catechism gives, which is thoroughly biblical, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Rather interesting, huh? That our chief purpose in life has to do with God. It has, on the one hand, to glorify Him, that is, to honor Him in various ways, to help others to see, around us to see, how good God is, what God is really like. And then a purpose for ourselves, to enjoy God forever. So, we ought to ask ourselves then, if we don't realize this is what God is, what life is about, or if we're not doing anything about it, we need to ask ourselves, am I a fool? Am I a rich fool, like this fellow in the parable? A poor fool, like many others have been throughout history? Or just kind of a average wealth fool? And the Bible tells us, several places, I think this one out of Psalm 111:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear God, that is, if you don't honor Him, reverence Him, care about what He cares about, etc., you haven't even begun to get wisdom, and are therefore a fool. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, am I a fool? We have to ask ourselves, what am I living for? And our society strongly encourages us not to ask the right questions or not to give the right answers. Our society strongly encourages us to live for pleasure, to live for wealth, to live for fame, to live for security. Another question we can ask ourselves, relevant to this particular parable, am I planning to die anytime soon? Well, you never know. Okay? Getting to know, really know God is the best thing I can do with my life, but it's also the best preparation I can make for my death. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and may have it to the full. The way to have a full, satisfying, fulfilling life is to realize what Jesus came for and respond the right way. He also said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. The real life, the eternal life, is to know the real God and to know Jesus Christ. How do we plan for death? Jesus says, I am the true and living way. No one comes to Father except through me. Jesus says, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Already have it. Will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. So that's a preparation that you can make to hear Jesus' word, to trust Jesus and trust the one who sent him, the Father. And if you do that, you will not be condemned. You will cross over from death to life. Well, that's the end of this brief talk based on the parable of the rich fool. And we can give you the sort of soundbite closing on it. Don't be a fool and die too soon. But how can you tell whether you're going to die too soon? Well, certainly one foolish thing to do is to decide that you will wait until you're near death and then repent, then straighten out your life, then look for God, etc. But you never really know when you're near death. There are people who are in bad health and they stay that way for many years, but there are plenty of people who are in great health and die for some other reason. Don't be a fool and die too soon.